All right, this is Karen. I'm back again, at least I believe I'm back. Tomorrow's the marathon. We're going to have it on UnitedWeStrike.com. If you go to the radio and chat page, you can see the lineup of all of our great guests. And all three of my guests this evening are part of the marathon tomorrow. Right now we're with Suzanne Purcell and Vinnie Eastwood. Before the break, we were laughing because I'm the Skype dropout. But I wanted to see... Suzanne, now you and Vinny recently have been working together, and you're working also together on Vinny's program as well, are you not?
Yes, I have my own radio show on American Freedom Radio, the Region 10 Report, and then I've been coming on Vinny's show doing some news or making fun of everything and people. And then we launched Guerrilla Media together. And so this is a website where if you don't have coverage, if you need coverage, if you're trying to wake people up, if you're actively affecting change, you can sign up, realguerrillamedia.com. Go there to the contact, join us, and fill out the application and email it to me at admin@occupycorporatism.com. And we'll put it up there, and we'll give you your own page. Put any links you want to put up, anything you want put up there, any promotions you want. We have an events section. We have an activist section, a section for radio hosts, and we're getting musicians and artists and authors and the whole thing, the whole gamut, everybody who's trying to affect change.
All right. Well, that's what we're trying to do, too, and actually just to be more of like an umbrella in terms of united we strike. We stand together in solidarity, you know, and one day a month we pull out of the system and we grow, because when we really know that it's going to be safe to resist is when we see the profit drop out and mainstream media can't ignore the fact that nobody's there. You know, it's not about only one day. It's about reclaiming your life, stepping back from the brink, refusing to be an accomplice to murder, refusing to let your energy be taken from you in any way, shape, or form, because your life is important, my life is important, and what are we doing living our lives for somebody else's idea, especially when their idea is about war and profit and genetically altered food, etc., etc., etc. Vinny, you look like
I think we were talking about this yesterday, and I was making the point that, hey, look, if you're sitting around listening to broadcasts like this or consuming the YouTube videos or something, and you're not applying any of it, if you're not doing anything of it, if you're not contributing in some way, you're not doing, you're not walking the talk, okay? As David Icke was saying on this video, walk the talk or shut the frack up. Or something, or words to that effect.
Close enough.
So, here's the thing. Just don't do nothing. It's not that hard, you know. Yesterday, I was just doing radio and whatever, and I saw an opportunity to ambush a scumbag, tyrannical piece of trash, filth, on my driveway. And so I did. I wasn't doing nothing. Isn't that great? See, you too can ambush scumbags with cameras too, and you'll be surprised how fun it is. If you know what you're talking about, and you know that they don't know what they're talking about, and if they're working for the government, they obviously don't, unless they're criminals that are part of it. It's just basically a heck of a lot of fun, really, standing up for yourself, and you feel empowered. It's when you're sitting at home, watching the walls shrink around you, plugging into fear pornography, and freaking out, chattering your teeth, still consuming the harmful products of the system, like the level 6 biotoxin that's sold in a red bottle named Coca-Cola or something, and all of these other things that you know are really bad, yet you're still doing them, okay? I don't actually have much of a problem with that, okay? As long as you are at least doing one thing per day to expose scumbaggery, one thing per day, to improve the life of either yourself or your family or anybody. If you can't do a great thing, just do something right. That's really all it's all about, I think, is if you have the motivation to speak up when others are too cowardly to do so. If you have the motivation to make a show or a video or a song or a picture or a movie or a documentary that has a real purpose to it, that has some real substance to it, you'll suddenly realize that through your creative process, hey, I've got something real about me. I've got some substance to me. And you start to also recognize that when you stick your neck out and you do the right thing, two things happen. You identify with all of the scumbags, all right? They come out and they start attacking you. So you know who they are now. And you also are identified to your allies, and they come out and support you, and now you know who they are. So all you got to do is do the right thing, and both your enemies and your allies will reveal themselves to you. And I thought that was a really profound realization.
Well, we definitely have to be accountable. You know, we have to honor that voice within. But I think that we also need to understand this is a multi-generational coup. You know, it's not just happening overnight. Is the train running in your backyard, Vinny?
No.
No, it's running in mine. The FEMA train is coming to get me.
Is that one of those massive trains that has like about 700 urban assault vehicles on it?
No, it has urban assault vehicles, but they're slaves coming home from work. So you could call them.
There you go. And we don't know. It is a multi-generational coup, though, is it not? I mean, it didn't stop with my parents or their parents or their parents. I mean, this has gone on possibly back to the time of the pharaohs. You know, and maybe even before, this whole deal about some of us are born to rule, some of us are born to serve, or be served up as the first course for our greed because we've got the muscle and we've taught them to obey against their own inner judgment. They just obey. And that's the big problem, too. We obey without thinking, and we're taught that murder's wrong, but it's okay if you put on a uniform and do it for the state. Well, it's never right. Violence is only necessary when you are protecting and defending yourself. None of this offensive or preemptive. This is all just absolutely crazy while we sit here and people are dying every day, but we think we're cool because we're going to work and we're paying our bills and we're being good citizens. And actually, I think the word should be citizen because they're just crapping all over us and we got to wake up.
Yeah.
You like that one?
And actually, we should do it with a James Bond accent, a citizen.
I agree with you.
It's not an accent, it's a speech impediment.
I agree with you. I have a neighbor who does not want her child to play with mine. Because we are not in debt. We don't have credit card debt. Everything we own, we own. We are not making payments on anything except we rent the house that we live in. But, you know, they live next door. They have two cars. They're all in debt. They don't pay any cash. They pay in credit. And the funny thing is that the wife works for Nike. And she just took a trip down to South America to inspect some of the places where they... Yes, the sweatshops, yes. And I don't understand how she can live with herself. I don't understand how she can look down on other people and not think that my son, my six-year-old, is good enough to play with her six-year-old when her six-year-old is wearing slave shoes from Nike that probably a six-year-old made for less than pennies an hour. You know what I mean?
Maybe she could hook their child up with a job someday.
Yes, if he wanted to travel, he could probably get a job down south, but that whole ideology is so ridiculous.
talk about getting your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Sometimes I only open my mouth to change feet, but I'm not wearing Nikes when I do that. We'll be right back with Vinny Eastwood, Suzanne Posell. Folks, if you'd like to join in tonight, 877-342-6673. Remember the marathon tomorrow, UnitedWeStrike.com.